Today is Wednesday, April 24th, and you are listening to Current 2, brought to you by Just Bagels, in Must Know News. The U.S. Justice Department settled for $138.7 million with Larry Nassar's victims yesterday. The FBI faced criticism from names such as Simone Biles and Michaela Maroney over their negligence and mishandling of the initial allegations made against the former USA Gymnastics doctor. The Justice Department acknowledged the institutional negligence and agreed to the settlement, but survivors are still seeking justice from the FBI over their failings. Five migrants, including a child, tragically died attempting to cross the English Channel from France to Britain in an overcrowded boat, further highlighting the dangers migrants currently face. A recent passing of a British bill to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda as a deterrent has not stopped migrants from the dangerous journey. Rescuers have saved 49 people, but 58 refused help and continued on. And Tennessee state legislators passed a bill permitting teachers and school staff to carry concealed weapons on school grounds, sparking controversy and protests. The bill requires the staff to undergo extensive training, psychological exams, and authorization from officials and law enforcement. The measure awaits Governor Bill Lee's approval, but opponents are expressing concerns over transparency and safety. In other notable news, the city of Baltimore seeks to hold the owners of the Dolly cargo ship fully liable for the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which killed six people, alleging negligence for allowing an unseaworthy vessel to operate. The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, voted 3-2 to ban non-compete agreements, which prevent employees from joining competitors, arguing that these restrictions harm workers. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce criticized the rule, claiming that the FTC overstepped its authority. Former New York Representative George Santos announced on Tuesday that he will not run for Congress, citing that he could split the Republican vote. Santos was expelled from Congress in December after misusing campaign funds and now faces federal charges including wire fraud and identity theft. And David Pecker, former National Enquirer executive, testified in Donald Trump's New York criminal trial, detailing how he used catch-and-kill tactics to suppress negative stories about Trump during the 2016 campaign. A word from our sponsor. Here's how you can out-breakfast every single one of your friends. Get affordable, crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside New York bagels delivered right to your doorstep wherever you are without breaking the bank. Use code NEWS for 10% off your order at justbagels.com. Have a great day, everybody, and thank you for listening to Current 2, the easy way to stay informed.